I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
I want to make sure we're careful in how we pass laws, but that's one of the things that have been raised for why we need some kind of a 60 vote threshold, which of course is not in the Constitution. The word filibuster or cloture, not in the Constitution. And in fact, legislatures across this land, some of whom do very good things, do not use a 60-vote threshold. In fact, democracies across the world do not use a 60-vote threshold. The truth is this. We have tried for months to persuade our Republican colleagues to join us in supporting legislation, to work with us, to debate it. But what they do is they throw a wrench into the process and then basically walk out that door and go home.
Amy Klobuchar there on her issues with the 60-vote threshold or the defending of it. We are talking a bit about the filibuster today, as they're supposed to be taking a vote on whether or not they're going to kill it or not. Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats, the leader of the Senate, wants to get everybody on record, and Republicans everywhere rejoiced. Ryan Wiggins back in studio with us right now. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for coming back in.
Hello.
And we've got Hannah in here right now. Hi, Hannah. How's it going out there?
It's going good.
Great. You've been taking suggestions and setting aside the comments right now.
I have been.
Are we getting a few?
Yep, we're getting some good ones.
Okay, fantastic. So what we're doing at 2:25 is 2:25 p.m. today. Since it's filibuster day, we thought that we would have Ryan Wiggins filibuster the 2:25 segment, but he has to only speak on topics that we throw out to him based on your suggestions. And did you hear Mark Cox?
That's the only one I've heard.
So Mark Cox, when he was on with us before, you can hear that on our podcast if you missed it, talking about Missouri redistricting. He said he wants you to debate, filibuster, Van Hagar versus Van Halen. So I don't need to hear anything now. I wouldn't spoil anything. But that's the one you can kind of ruminate on to get yourself started. But we have quite a few starred on the live chat on the Andy Fry Show Facebook page and the Andy Fry YouTube channel. If you've got something that you really would like to hear Ryan Wiggins filibuster on in the 2:25 p.m. segment today, get your comments in. And Hannah, keep your eye out for him.
I will.
Fantastic. We got the Hannah cam on out there.
We do.
So if people want to talk to Hannah in the live chat, they can do that as well. She's got her eye on it. Thanks, Hannah. Appreciate it. So, Ryan, you were talking a little bit about the Vote for Freedom Act. Is that what it's called?
Freedom to Vote Act. Very close. Very close. They can name them whatever they want. That's what they've chosen to
Freedom
name this
to
one.
Freedom to Vote Act. And essentially, sometimes I think that we're so steeped in this that we use these words or these concepts casually, and it's like it's an intermediate level of understanding of government. I don't really think that we're experts here per se, but you know, what is the filibuster? What is a filibuster? And if they vote, which is what Chuck Schumer is suggesting that he wants to have happen, is all of the senators to be on record about removing the filibuster. That has nothing to do directly with the Freedom to Vote Act.
Yes.
It's a two-part process.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're linked, obviously.
So what would happen, the filibuster is an issue that would be taken place first because they're never going to get 60 votes, which is what's required right now in the Senate in order to pass this bill, because there's 50 Republicans and there are 50 Democrats. And since the vice president of the United States is a Democrat, she's the tiebreaker. So I guess there is something she could do with her time. And if they took a vote on this and 50 Democrats voted for it and 50 Republicans voted against it, then the vice president would come in, break the tie, vote in favor of what the Democrats want, and the filibuster would go away, which would then bring in the Freedom to Vote Act, which could then pass in the same fashion. 50 votes from the Democrats, 50 thumbs up from the Democrats, 50 thumbs down from the Republicans, and Kamala Harris breaking the tie. So that is the scenario that we're in. But we haven't spent a lot of time talking about specifically what this Freedom to Vote Act is, because we've spent so much time talking about the filibuster. The filibuster is connected to this particular issue, but it is not the issue. The issue is what Democrats are calling voting rights.
Yeah, and this is why they're trying to get... They will do anything possible to get this legislation passed, because obviously they think it's going to benefit Democrats. Republicans will do anything possible to prevent this act from passing because they think it's going to benefit Democrats, just like Democrats do. So we've all kind of gone to our corners on this based on the party affiliation that you have. But I keep thinking, you know what? We looked at H.R. 1 because we've done this with H.R. 1, similar type of bill, but not the same bill that was going to change the way voting is done in the United States. It's going to nationalize elections. And they've done a great job of messaging because we keep calling this the Voting Rights Act. Everybody calls it the Voting Rights Act. And that sounds really good. Everybody wants there to be
I would like to cast my vote not in favor of voting rights.
Exactly. That's what you have to say if you're going to talk about the Voting Rights Act. But it's actually called the Freedom to Vote Act. They just refer to it as the Voting Rights Act because that's what it will do. But it's important to understand that context for going into this discussion. So I've broken this into three categories of what's actually in this bill so that we all can kind of digest on it, because some of it is fine. As usual, there are things about basically every bill that they will make that everybody will agree with so that they can headline those things and say, why would you be against this?
And before you get into this list, I would tell you that even the things that I'm not necessarily in favor of, I would be willing to trade the majority of things if they would just say voter ID, because I want everybody to have a vote. There's nobody who I don't want to have a vote if they're a citizen of this country. One vote, one living person.
Well, what you're describing is actually what most Republican-led legislatures and governors have been passing, if they've passed anything. Very common sense stuff that voters in general agree with when polled. It's just when you attach it to something and it becomes partisan, mm-hmm. then you go, wait a second, do I agree with that or not? I don't know, because the D or the R is after it.
So what's in the Freedom to Vote Act?
So the stuff that I think that everybody would be fine with, I put these into categories. The top one is require that states make voting more accessible for people with disabilities.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Nobody's really got a problem with that. And I asterisk that because later there are things that would address that that's also in this bill that don't really, they overlap. But for now, great. Second, make Election Day a national holiday aimed at making it easier for all voters to get to the polls that day.
Okay.
Sounds okay to me. I could live with it, live without it, doesn't matter to me. Here's the stuff where it starts to get questionable, but it's stuff that could be part of an act if it's bipartisan. It's just a matter of how do you implement it. So the first
and
one.
And who implements it
and where is it happening? Require that states require that require IDs for voting would have to broaden the types of identification acceptable. States that would...
Say that again?
So if you require voter ID, you would have to broaden the types of identification that are acceptable to use.
Does it list?
It doesn't. That's where I'm like, well, that sounds okay, but... What are you talking about
here? Picture drawn by my kindergartner.
Yeah.
This is my mommy.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you talking about something like a bus pass you got in third grade?
I'm going to interject here real quick. I said to my kindergartner the other day, I said, when you think of your daddy, what's one word you think of? And she said, cute. And I thought, oh, that's sweet. And I said, when you think of your mommy, what's one word that you think of? She said, clothes. And I go, what? She goes, you're really good at putting clothes on. And I was kind of low-key offended.
Really? Yeah. I mean, you are good at that, though. Everybody knows that.
You know,
I would have said the same
thing. It's really unfortunate for those people who are bad at putting on clothes and
accidentally
come to work and don't have pants on. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, we've all done that, but Annie's never done that.
Never done that.
Never forgot.
My right. husband gets to be cute, and I'm good at putting my clothes on.
Can breathe. You're really good at taking in a breath.
I haven't seen you dead yet.
And
so.
Exhaling.
Cheers. Thanks, Evelyn. Appreciate that one.
All right. States would also have to offer same-day voting registration and online registration. Makes it easier to register at places like departments of motor vehicles. Some of that, again, depending on how it's implemented, is probably okay. But it depends on how it's implemented.
You know, one of the major benefits... I thought this out loud, and I'm probably wrong. I was going to say one of the major benefits of requiring voter ID, they should make those identification, like the ID that you get from approved location, free. So there's no cost prohibitive measure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, and then I said in my head, and then I almost slapped myself in the face, that would encourage them to make the DMV so much better. Scratch that part.
No. This is nothing. That'll never happen.
This is why the best thing I'm good at is putting on my clothes.
There is an argument to make, though, that when you make other things more government-friendly, you're making everything into the DMV.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Yeah. Do we really want that? Okay, so outlaw partisan gerrymandering. Boy, that sounds great.
Pulling up state of Illinois legislative map.
Love to see that, wouldn't you? That is drawing congressional boundaries to the political advantage of one party or another. I think everybody would agree and has agreed for a long, long time that that's ideal.
Right.
But it's just like the argument against capitalism. Replace it with what? Like, I understand that you've got some flaws here, but how are you going to replace what we have? Nobody's been able to figure that out.
And I might push back a little bit and say not everybody agrees that gerrymandering is bad. Everybody agrees that the other side is gerrymandering, and that is bad.
Well, I think everybody would agree that they'd like to not see what Illinois looks like.
This is true.
Regardless of party, because it's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. But what do you replace it with? Nobody's ever been able to figure that out because it's always partisan. Anything you replace it with is just as partisan as it currently is. So, okay, fine. That's part of your bill. As long as you tell us what that means, I guess you could figure out how to be a part of that, but it won't be bipartisan, so it'll just benefit Democrats. How about strengthening the Federal Election Commission's ability to investigate charges of campaign abuses and require that states replace outdated voting machines with ones that, among other things, provide voters with paper records of their ballots? I wouldn't mind seeing that, but I also get a little bit skeptical when I see that the federal government will tell states what kinds of machines they can use.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, there's a lot of nuance there. The last one in the questionable category, allowing states to have early voting for at least 2 weeks prior to Election Day, including nights and weekends. So as long as there's somebody there overseeing that, again, you'd say, well,
I'm not opposed.
Okay.
I know that Illinois has early voting. Missouri does not, from what I mean, there's absentee voting, but not the way Illinois has early voting. I see the benefit of having a single day, election day, but I also know that when that was more the case and we would have major elections, that people would be forecasting weather and talking about statistically, like when it rains, this many people don't go out. Or if it's, if you're voting in November, you could have snowstorms. That doesn't help you vote early if you don't know that that's going to happen on that day. But that does mean that if it's a sunny day on Thursday and the next Tuesday looks like it might be a little dicey and you can go vote, I am for voting in person with an ID card that identifies who you are and matches a voter roll.
That's great, because
that's pretty much am I missing anything?
I know. Here's... What you're talking about is stuff that everybody kind of generally agrees on, according to polling, especially. Here's the last three on this list in the category I put not okay.
Can we come back and talk about them?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's pause here. This is the stuff that when you frame it as you're against democracy, you're against these things, they don't talk about this stuff so much.
So this is the hidden stuff, the fine print that we need to read.
Yep.
And we will talk about that with Ryan Wiggins when we come back. The Freedom to Vote Act, what's in it? If they were to successfully kill the filibuster, which they won't, what are they trying to pass on us? Ryan will tell us the details there when we come back. And also, I have not been this excited for a segment in quite some time. No pressure, Ryan Wiggins. Some of these suggestions, I'm reading them as they come in. I'm trying to have an honest, thoughtful conversation with Ryan Wiggins about the Freedom to Vote Act. And you guys are making me laugh in the midst of it. So you're going to want to be here at 225. And if you've got a great suggestion for something that Ryan should filibuster in the 225 p.m. segment, please comment it on the Annie Fry Show Facebook Live or the Annie Fry YouTube channel, hashtag filibusterAF. We'll be back with the three worst things in the Freedom to Vote Act with Ryan in just a minute. Don't go away.
Interact with Annie on Facebook, The Annie Fry Show.
You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness. Like resignation to the end, always the end.
Welcome back to The Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being here with us. A reminder, at 225, Ryan is going to filibuster the entire 225 segment. Are you prepped for this? Are you pumped?
There's
you
no
feeling?
Way to prep for this. I deliberately cannot see what I'll be filibustering. That's the idea.
I mean, his natural state is full of crap, so.
Yeah, I'm just going to let it flow. It gets up to about my chin and it starts coming out my mouth.
Did you pick out a music bed to play underneath it?
No, because I've been in here.
No, I asked you to do that before the show started.
I know, but I had 20 minutes, so no.
How much time do you need to pick out a music bed?
Let's see. At the end of this segment, I will run as fast as I can to my desk, see what I can find.
That's going
to
be less than 25 minutes.
I know, but I have a lot of... I'm a busy, important person, as you know. Got a lot going on. So, at the top of the hour, though, nothing scheduled for me.
You just said that like Christopher Walken.
At the top of the hour.
I can't, yeah.
I will be over picking out a bump song as fast as possible.
Every once in a while, I speak like Christopher Walken. Because, and the last time I said that out loud on the air, I said it accidentally like Christopher Walken.
I speak sometimes as Christopher Walken. See?
Walken. Not Walken. Not
Christopher
like,
Walken.
Walken. I go Walken.
These boots were made for
After
Christopher Walken.
Midnight Walken. I'd watch that music video. It was exactly like the Jessica Simpson one.
Watch the Fatboy Slim Weapon of Choice video, starring none other than Christopher Walken.
I wasn't sure who you were going to say it was starring.
No, yeah.
It was starring none other than
Dakota Fanning. Wow. I don't know what it has to do with this conversation.
If you want to know what 225 is going to sound like, it's going to be a little like this. We want your suggestions of very specific topics that you need to hear from Ryan Wiggins as he filibusters the entire 225 segment. And we are going to just rapid fire your topics. And he's just going to have to change the subject as soon as we ding in with a new one. We have a lot of great ones that have been suggested. We have over 20 of them. Oh, 22 right now.
That's a long
Chris
segment.
On YouTube. I do not want to let him talk about that for 2 minutes because he absolutely will. Just keep them coming. Hashtag filibuster AF. We are going to pick them out of your suggestions. They continue to flow in. I am so excited for it.
Are any of the topics candy, election issues, natural immunity, or polls?
No.
So I'm typecasting myself.
Yeah, no kidding. Before the break, we were talking about the Freedom to Vote Act, and we talked about how we were going to tell you the three worst parts of the Freedom to Vote Act, right? This is the stuff that the Democrats are including in this that you find particularly nefarious.
Yeah, and I think most people would if it was highlighted. This is the stuff that doesn't get highlighted much.
So you're saying it's not even really talked about.
Well, actually, I'll go a step further and say that none of these things are talked about. They don't actually talk about what they're doing in this bill at all. They only say, if you're against it, you're against democracy. That's it. I mean, they don't ever talk about any of this stuff,
and
which is why we're talking about it.
You're a racist.
Oh, yeah, you're a racist, too. But you were a racist before this. I mean, you've been a racist for a long time. Don't worry about that. Okay, here's
Thanks.
What's in
That'll
this.
That'll be used in the hit ads against me when I campaign for
here's
something.
Here's what her co-host said about her live on the air.
You know what? That is absolutely happening. When I run for office one day, there are going to be hit ads against me that are all Ryan Wiggins' voice.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what.
I will be bought.
I will be easily bought.
You get paid for that and then take me to lunch.
Okay.
Somewhere sketchy.
Yeah.
Here's a KFC meal. We're going to have to split it.
Annie, you're not going to believe this. I made six figures on your opponent's hit ads. Okay. It was great for me. All right, here is what is in this bill that is not okay. It would limit the way states can purge people from the voting rolls. It would stop states, and this has already been determined by the Supreme Court, so they would go back over this and litigate it. They would change the way that states could get rid of people from their own voter rolls. So if you've moved out of the state, for instance, and it's been several election cycles since you voted, or let's say you're dead, that's a good reason to get rid of people on the voter rolls. This would limit that at a federal level. Why you would want to do that, I don't know, unless you wanted there to be a whole lot of people that were not on the voter rolls in particular states.
That is, like, seriously, like, just sit there and try to come up with a logical reason for it.
Great point, Brad. You can't really do it. The only thing that I can see that them saying is, well, they're trying to get rid of people on the voter rolls who maybe haven't voted in three sessions. You know, over the span of six or more years, haven't voted at all. Because I think that's the way it is in Ohio. I think it's three sessions. Them saying, well, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't come back and vote in the fourth.
But here's the weird thing about that. They said earlier in this bill that they want same-day registration. So even if that person got removed from the voter roll, they could come in and say, hey, I actually want to vote and re-register.
Exactly. Among other things. I mean, they're also all of the states that have done this. And also, it's already too liberal as it is. It's too loose as it is. Any state that's tried at all to purge their voter rolls. And there are states that have laws that on the books that they're not following already to purge their own voter rolls because they're so out of control and they never get purged in some places, especially deep blue areas like Los Angeles, for instance. There are lawsuits that they are breaking their own laws, not purging their voting rolls. So this is not an issue at all, but they're making it one because they want to intimidate states into allowing a lot of people to remain on their voter rolls who aren't actual citizens or voters of that state. Okay.
Which, when I said before that the things that I want is people to vote in person and vote with an ID, and I want it to match the voter rolls.
Yes.
So that goes against my voter rolls requirement.
Yes, it does.
Because the voter rolls need to be reflective of the actual voting public.
Surprisingly, because I don't think you read this ahead of time. I didn't give you this sheet anyway ahead of time that I created. All three of the things that are on the not okay list are basically in that one sentence you just said. Because the next one is, allow voting by mail with no excuses. Anybody can vote by mail for any reason.
Mm-mm. Because, that's the not in person. That's the problem.
Not in person. Yeah, that's a problem because it's harder to figure out who you are if nobody's there to verify your voter ID, for instance. The last one is, voters can put their ballots in drop boxes with basically no oversight. Now, that's not the same as ballot harvesting, but it's very close. And it would allow people to ballot harvest if there's no oversight. You could just drop whatever you wanted in there. That's been a problem. These are things that everybody agrees. These are problems because you can't watch them. You know, you can put a camera next to a drop box. But states did that in 2020, and they didn't keep the footage. And so people come back, and they sue, and they go, hey, we want to see who put a whole bunch of ballots, you know, 200 ballots dropped in the middle of the night or whatever. Let me see your footage. Oh, well, we didn't keep it. So they want to allow that in every state across the whole country, according to this law. And if you're against it, you are against democracy, and you're a racist.
Well, like we said, we knew we were racist.
We knew we were racist.
That was part of the go-to excuse for why all of this stuff can get passed. I'm okay with people voting earlier than Election Day. I'm not okay with people voting after Election Day. That frustrates me. That existed in the last election. can Wiggins please filibuster as Christopher Walken? Yes. We can do that.
We'll see.
When you have open parameters for sketchy things to take place, I only see one side of the aisle advocating for that. Why do they need that so bad? Well, you know, we all know the answer to that. If Republicans want to win on this issue, I think they need to bend a little bit from you vote on Election Day and you need to show an ID and your electric bill and your kidney. I mean, like, I understand wanting to provide the most opportunity for everybody to get a vote. There's nothing wrong with that. But we need to do it in the parameters. If you can't, if you're against one person, one vote, what are we even talking about here? Like, that's absurd.
Well, there's a reason why a lot of this doesn't get mentioned, and they've boiled it down to you're against democracy because a lot of this stuff is very unpopular with the majority of the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for telling us about that. I appreciate that. When we come back, 2 o'clock hour, more talk about stuff that's going on today. I've got a couple other fun things to talk about. Before 2:25, you still have your opportunity to get your filibuster suggestion in. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.